Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services. All right, so I'm trying to get through these episodes as fast as I can. I have about 4 more topics I need to make today regarding some questions I've got today and all last week. So I haven't had any time over the weekend to make any episodes to answer those questions. So pretty much I answer those questions with videos. So that way, if I get those questions again in the future, instead of retyping all of the information, I can just send videos and send that to that client so they can watch or listen if they're, you know, subscribed to our podcast. So that way they can fully understand versus reading an email or a message. So I think this is like the 3rd or 4th episode that I made today. This one is regarding applying for a car loan or refinancing a car loan. So when it comes to car loans, and this is coming from someone who worked in the car sales business. So, of course, I had to deal with a lot of customers when it comes to financing for a vehicle. So with credit scores, usually with a car loan, most of your lenders and banks are a little bit more flexible with your credit scores. I've seen people get approved for cars when they had no business getting approved for a vehicle or a loan in that manner. I've seen people from 580 credit scores to 560 credit scores get approved with no cosigner. But of course, everyone's situation is different. There's different stipulations. But we're going to talk about all of that information in this episode. So, number one, credit scores. Preferably, I prefer you to be 720 and above for a vehicle. Reason being, when you're over a 720 credit score, you're not likely going to get stipped for proof of income. You're not going to have to prove where you live. You're not going to have to prove where you work and all of that stuff. So 720 and above, 720 to 750 put you in that sweet range to where you can go apply for a car loan, no questions asked, until you get to the income part, which I'll talk about next. So usually when you get around 680 credit scores or 650, 620 or lower in that range, they may want you to prove proof of income. You know, if you've been working, they want to see your W-2s. They want to see 3 months bank statements. They want to see your last 2 paychecks over the last 30 days. So to kind of avoid all of that, you know, silly stuff, get your credit scores to 720 or above. Next, income. You want to be under 40% DTI, which is 40% debt to income ratio. So a lot of people, they get one card and they go and apply for a second car, which they co-signed for. And when they need a second vehicle, they can't get one because they have two loans on their credit and they don't make much money. So in order to get approved for a second car loan or get approved to refinance your car loan, all of your debt must be under 40% of your gross income. So if I made $3,000 gross, I can't have $2,000 in bills because that's over 50% DTI. So you want to be under 40% of your gross income when it comes to applying for a car loan. Number three, down payment. So if your income checks out fine and your credit scores check out fine, more than likely you're not gonna need a down payment. Of course, taxes get added to that. So you're financing, you know, maybe a little bit more than what the car is worth. So it's kind of silly not to put at least something down on a car, especially if you're not buying new. With a new car, you get rebates and dealer discounts and incentives. So usually down payment isn't really needed. But usually when you're financing a vehicle, I like to at least put 10% down just so you can build some equity in the vehicle, because the second you leave off that lot, you know, depreciation starts. So when you get to 30% down payment, 9 times out of 10, going back to stipulations, you're not going to get stipped for proof of income, proof of residence, proof of phone. I've had people who have to prove that they own the phone. They have to provide a phone bill with their name and address matching the credit application. So if you put 30% down, you kind of avoid some of those approvals with all of those crazy stipulations on there. So if you're buying a used vehicle, at least put something down just so you can build some equity in the vehicle. And that way the bank is, you know, they're trusting you more. You're less of a risk to the lender. Which goes to number four here, LTV, which stands for loan to value. Okay, so this one is tricky for a lot of people who's not good with numbers. Okay, so let's say a vehicle value is $30,000, and this is good for a used vehicle. So let's say a vehicle is worth $30,000. You put zero down. Now taxes is added. So usually here in Louisiana, taxes is 10%. So you're paying 10% more, or you're requesting to borrow 10% more than what the vehicle is worth. That bank or that lender is not going to approve that car deal, because that's like 110% for LTV. So that goes back to this down payment here. You need to be in a safe loan to value to where you can get approved for the loan, because the bank is not going to give you more money than what the car is worth. That's just asking for a car to get repoed or something just to get charged off. So when you go to a dealership, you have to find a vehicle that's matching the actual value of that vehicle. You can't go and go to a dealership and they mark the vehicle up $10,000 because they want to make $10,000 on you. So it's kind of here in the 2020s year area here, and it's not the 1900s or the 1800s anymore, where car dealerships used to get away with all of this stuff. So usually when you go to a dealership, they already got the cheapest price online, because the bank will not give you money to buy the car, and they can't sell the car to you if the bank isn't loaning you money. So a lot of times they already have these vehicles marked at a range to where you can get approved for. So you really don't have to go to a dealership and negotiate much anymore, because of loan to value, and a bank isn't going to pay you more or give you more than what the vehicle is worth. So that goes back to down payment. You want to at least put some money down, especially on a used car, to kind of get lower. You're financing less than what the vehicle is worth, and you're less at a risk. With a new vehicle, like I said, they got rebates. So that new vehicle, the LTV is based off the MSRP. So when you have like $10,000 off for a rebate, and you're, let's say if a vehicle was $40,000 MSRP, but after 10 grand off, it's 30 grand. So now, you know, you're only financing 90% of the vehicle, you know, with rebates on a new vehicle. So if you follow all of these four steps here, credit score 720 plus, your income is under 40% of your gross income. You put a little bit of money down, 10%, 30% to kind of board any type of issues. And then your LTV, the loan is less than what the vehicle is worth, or the amount that you're trying to borrow is less than what the vehicle is worth. You're going to get approved for that car all day long. So if any one of these things doesn't match what I said up here, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to run into some issues applying for that car loan. So that is all with this episode on how to apply for a car loan, or when, or how to refinance for a car loan. And again, if you don't follow all four of these steps, then 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get approved. And stay tuned for the next
episode. If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.